Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot Midweek Tarot Forecast. I am your host, Taruk Fashaw, and I am accompanied by Luna Odedge.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, yes. So how are you doing tonight?
Are you asking me?
Luna?
I'm doing quite well.
Of course. That's wonderful. That's
ready for this wonderful
great.
Revelation
you
that you're going to serve. Yes. Looking
yes,
forward to
yes,
this
yes.
revelation that you're going to serve honey, for us tonight.
Let's get it started. Let's get this thing started. Okay, so the first card, the present position, is the Eight of Swords. OMG. The Eight of Swords.
Drama.
I know. Drama. You know, this is a card of a crisis. This is a card of conflict, also about obstacles and troubles. But, you know, it's a mental thing. Whoever this is out there, you know, something is troubling you. You feel attacked. You know, you feel like there is something coming for you and you have to defend yourself, okay? And it seems like you are defending yourself because when you look in my deck, the African deck, it's showing a well or a hole in the ground that is surrounded by swords, and there is a demon or an entity standing across from this hole, and there's a man running towards the entity or the demon with a boulder or a rock, and, you know, it's trying to fight or defend his stance. So I feel like you are feeling attacked, but you're also trying to defend yourself, okay? So... yeah, the present position, the Eight of Swords, definitely is a card, you know, to be in alert. Well, you are in alert right now. So, yeah, that's the Eight of Swords, the present position. Okay, now the next card is the Immediate Influence, and it's the Ten of Wands. What's going on here, you know? What is going on here? The Ten of Wands is a card about hidden intentions, about somebody being two-faced with you and draining your energy, somebody who is exhausting you, somebody who is oppressing you, and who's not being forthright with you, okay? So by looking at these two cards, it seems like this is an incident with somebody that you know, somebody who is close to you. This might even be in a relationship that I'm seeing, that somebody who you are living with it does not have your best interest. This person is siphoning money from you, siphoning you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. They are draining you, okay? And it seems like you're finally waking up and realizing this. And you're seeing the negativity that this person is bringing into your life, and that little by little they are draining you of your energy. Aluna, what do you think so far with these two cards?
Well, these two cards are definitely indicators of a real time of stress right now. I'm definitely seeing and feeling the drama that's going on, whoever this reading is for. It seems a lot is on your mind, and it's really wearing you with this current situation that you're in. This, like you said, seems like it's going on within the household. So,
Definitely. Now, let's move on to the next card, which is the Goal or Destiny, and it is the Five of Pentacles. And this is a card that is about poverty. It is lack.
No, go ahead. I was just saying it's a money card. It's definitely a resource card.
No, this is a card about difficulty, about shortage, about not having, okay? So it's like I said, I feel like this has to do with a relationship. I feel like this person is using you, is draining you of money, you know. And in my deck, this Five of Pentacles is symbolized by a man-eating demon. So this person must be, you know, just cashing your checks and just using your credit cards and just, you know, running through everything, and you're being left with nothing, okay? So I feel like you're second-guessing the situation, you're second-guessing this relationship right now, and you're seeing what is going on right now, which is not positive at all. So, yeah, so let's move on to the next card, which is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's like I said, it's the Two of Chalices. So this was a relationship. You know, this is somebody that you met in the distant past, and this is a card about passion and love. This is a card about the perfect couple, two people from two different places, from two different even cultures, you know, coming together and joining forces. You know, this is about a lucky meeting, two people who met. So at first it seems like this was the perfect relationship. Mm-hmm. You guys were really feeling each other and, you know, giving back and forth. You were filling each other's chalices. There was a fulfillment, a mutual fulfillment of each other, you know, emotional fulfillment. And it seems like it just changed, you know. So, yeah, let's move on to the next card, which is the Hanged Man, okay? And I feel like this is where you have been. This is how you're feeling. This is the card about sacrifice. This is the card about letting go. This is the card about inner depth and spiritual strength and wisdom. So it seems like you have taken a lot of time and thought about this and have realized that you need to let this person go. But I feel like you don't know how to do that yet. I feel like these are the initial steps, the initial feelings of this situation. I feel like you're still dealing with this person. This person is probably still in your life, but you have now realized that maybe I need to let this person go. Maybe I need to sacrifice this relationship for my betterment, for my, you know, monetary health, you know, even your physical, mental, spiritual health, you know, because it seems like this person is draining you on multiple levels. So, you know, the Hangman definitely is letting me know that you're ready. You have come to the realization that you need to move on, that this is not the best relationship or the best situation for you to be in, okay? Now, the final card and the final result is the World card. So see, you know, this reading started off very heavy and very negative, but it has shifted and turned into an extremely positive ending. Now, the World card, this is the card about a satisfactory outcome. This is about the end of a cycle, okay? Success, completion. This is about self-awareness, okay? Good reputation. So, you know, you're realizing who you are. You are realizing that this is not the best situation to be in. This is not who you are supposed to be with. This is not the situation that is best for you, okay? This is a card that is showing that this cycle is about to end. You know, everything has its beginning and everything has its end. And now it's time for this to have its end and for you to move on with your life and open up new doors and new opportunities, which the World card is demonstrating, because it's showing that you will have the world at your feet and at your hands once you move on from this situation and from this person, okay? So definitely I'm looking overall at this reading as, you know, a lesson for you out there who is dealing with somebody who may not be really for you, okay? They may just want things from you, but they're not really on your team and have the best interest for you, you know? They're not there for you on any kind of level. You know, you're left dry and drained like the Ten of Wands, okay? So that is the reading. Now, Aluna, what do you think of this?
Well, it was so eloquently put, Taruk. You know, you really, I feel like, got to the root of what was really going on. Obviously, this person needs a glimmer of hope, and this reading definitely delivered that, especially with the ending card being the World, you know, and that's about opening up and expansion and new experiences. So they're going to get out of this, you know, they're going to get out of this. But right now, it seems like the situation is just bringing them so much mental and emotional stress, like real strife. So
yes.
One can only wish the best. One can only wish the best, whoever this reading is for. Definitely.
No, definitely. And the path that is being opened up, you know, through this reading, you know, this is opening up a spiritual nexus, okay?
Yes.
Where the cards are showing the possibility, the immediate or the most likely possibility for this person. So whoever's listening out there, please listen to this reading and follow your heart. Follow your spirit, what you're supposed to do, okay? Don't let this person or whoever try to force you or to make you feel bad about moving on, okay? You have to worry about yourself, about your health, about where you are in life, you know? This person is a psychic vampire who is draining you, okay? And they will do and say whatever they need to stick around, you know? So definitely I advise whoever is out there listening to please listen to this reading, okay? And just do what you have to do to get out of this, you know? I mean, I don't really know what else to say, you know? It really is up to the person to move on, you know? You can only do and say so much, but really, you know, it's up to you. I mean, you know? So I guess that's pretty much it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Aluna, for joining me tonight on this.
Oh, my pleasure.
Midweek.
It's definitely a pleasure.
Really quick show. Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I'm very glad that everything turned out to be positive in the end, you know, because I really don't like giving people, you know, well, sometimes you do have to, of course, but, you know, I always like to you know, give somebody a hope, you know, a ray of light when they come to us.
And that's
to
what
us,
the cards
know,
do. They definitely will reflect the situation and bring some perspective. That's all you can really ask for. You know, sometimes we're just so clouded.
Yes, definitely.
And with the Eight of Swords being the president, that's clouding of judgment of the mind. That's feeling very victimized by the current situation at hand. So, you know, like you said, providing that glimmer of hope at the end of the tunnel.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes. And clarity.
What we're
know.
Here to do.
Clarity.
What we're here to do. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. And that is what we are here to do. So once again, thank you all for listening. And you guys can follow us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. So once again, I am your host, Farouk, joined by Aluna Odette. And I wish you all a wonderful and splendid and magical evening. Good night, everyone.
Good night.